What up, Aquarius, and welcome to your August 2022 horoscope. So please check out your sun, moon, and rising for the full picture, and I will be doing these every month. They will be 10 minutes long, okay? So I'm gonna get right into it. Okay, so I feel like you guys are going to need a bit of willpower when it comes to accepting somebody's apology, or when it comes to how much you go out or who you're hanging around, because I think you're going to be finding out that some people are untrustworthy. But this is necessary for you to kind of, maybe you already found this out and you're in the phase of letting it go. You will have a new tribe or a new social group, because I think that you're walking away from a social group because you found out the truth about these people, or it's like you don't resonate with them. I think when you get around certain people, you don't like how they make you feel. Maybe they gossip a lot and you're outgrowing that. Because I think that you're becoming such a more kind, compassionate, not to say that you're not, but you know, I think your heart has softened a lot and you've healed a lot since you've met these people, you know, or this friendship, because I get this friend group energy clarify. Yeah, you're done. It's like you're done, or somebody, you know, maybe a third party situation that you're walking away from. You may be realizing you don't have feelings for someone like you do anymore. And it's like, I feel like these kind of harsh truths, but it's because you've been praying, or I feel like you've been asking for help to stay aligned with what's best for you. And this, so whenever these things start happening, don't start thinking like in lack, or, you know, watch for that if it's already happened. Because there's going to be, once you get whatever is blocking you out of the way, and I feel like it's someone who doesn't really deserve your attention anymore. I think it's someone who you've ended things with, or they ended things with you. And it's like, the more that you move on from this person, you're going to start to see like everything regenerate in your life. Maybe you've gotten into a commitment and it's kind of like they're helping you to move on from certain things. You know, it's just whatever resonates for you, because I get two different energies here. Like, you could be in a commitment where they're bringing out the best of you and it's not like the people you've encountered before. So you have to watch for getting in your head thinking that. You'll know which one is for you because, you know, it'll resonate in the heart, okay? And I feel like that's the big theme for you, is not thinking with your mind, but your heart. Yeah, because you don't want to mess up a good thing, or you don't want to mess up your peace trying to, like, watching for creating something out of nothing. I feel like whenever you get emotionally balanced, watch for projecting or trying to, like, you know, you could kind of get into analysis paralysis a little bit, and you need to watch for that 858 someone's confirmation. Like, don't overanalyze things, just focus on the bigger picture and what you want to see, and stay out of the state of worry. You know, be more grounded, especially when it comes to your beliefs and what you can attain on a material, physical level. You got to be more confident with this, because I feel like there's something that the universe not only wants to reward you with love, but they want to reward you with more abundance or renewed love or better love in your life. Sorry if you hear a little scratching in the back, that's my cat's playing. But yeah, it's like you have someone who's committing to you and you need to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, okay, I'm going to read this both ways. You have somebody in your life right now, but you're focused on all how things could go wrong. Stop doing that. And if you're single, it's like you got to kind of stop worrying that something is going to happen again and just let it go so that you can align with something better. Because this has to do with illusions. You're closing out illusions, much like Gemini energy, where it's like you're going to have to be very realistic with yourself and base yourself off of the wisdom that you already know thus far. It's like stepping into your mastermind energy and no longer being afraid to hold back on that. Because I feel like you have some truths that you know about the Matrix, or you just know about your own way. So follow that. Don't pay attention to if it's perceived correctly by the Most High. You know, I'm getting very specific messages, like, you know, make your decisions based on your heart and let it go, okay? Can go no wrong. I'm getting to watch out for jealousy too, because I just feel like you gotta watch for like this kind of illusory energy with happiness too. Like, don't be putting on a show. Somebody else had this energy. You know, you gotta stop trying to make people think you're okay when you just need some more time to ground and heal. Because you're still transforming, but maybe you keep trying to form an opinion on yourself or form a version of yourself before you're ready. It's kind of like you're still grounding into yourself, so it's okay. But I think you've exhausted yourself with trying to be somebody that you're not, and I think you just need to let it go. Yeah, because once you do, I just feel so many miracles happening for you. Like, you're gonna be like, oh my god, like, I really took this leap of faith and it actually worked out. This is kind of for all of us air signs. Like, we're going to realize how the very thing that we said we could never let go of, we do. And it's like everything starts clicking into place. Everything starts coming together. Like this devil energy, like, and I feel like for you, this devil represents your emotions. I think you get bound by your emotions, and you are fleeting in your emotions too. It's kind of like the moment you feel discontent, you start to kind of see how every area of life isn't even going as you like. You start to really go ham, and it's like your inner child is not vibing with that at all. Your inner child is like, we're gonna have to start being a lot nicer to each other if you want to start seeing your imagination, because that's what you need to manifest the things that you imagine to come true. But if you're fighting with your inner child about what it wants to do naturally, how it wants to flow, you're not going to unlock anything. You're going to be stuck, always daydreaming, never getting things done in the reality. And I feel like you guys have been like, why is this happening? Maybe you've been even been pouting a little bit, but you're going to be able to tackle this demon head on. But be patient with yourself, because this may take 3 to 4 weeks or months even, but you will get to this place of happiness and balance, and you'll be like happy you did it. You'll be happy you did the work instead of sitting idle. You'll be happy you started to practice listening to your heart. You'll be happy that you started to trust somebody again, or trust the universe again, you know, the divine. And it will trigger a lot of dark emotions. I feel like you're going to be looking back on your life like it's in a TV screen, and you're going to really see how certain people treated you. And it's going to help you to move forward. It's going to help you to like make realistic decisions when it comes to the people you want in your life. Like who to give your energy to and who to not give your energy to. Who to commit to and who to not commit to. Because for people to have you in their life is a blessing. That's what the divine is saying. You are a blessing because you bring so much clarity to people who otherwise don't know how to open up. You give them a different perspective on life. So it's kind of like you have to trust that you will be blessed back for being a blessing to others. And I think that's hard because some of you have childhood issues, but you're working through them. You're working through them. So be nice to yourself. Be nice. Be nice, okay? I feel like that's super important. Okay? When you make your decisions, stick to them. And if they need to be tweaked, tweak them, you know? You're closing out chapters where you're holding on to your happiness. You're afraid to be happy. It's like, you don't want something to go wrong and now your happiness is wasted, when that's not the way that you should be looking at it. You should just be happy to be here. And the more that you do that is the more that you're going to open up portals and clear out stagnant energy. Like things that I'm talking, you've been trying to work on clearing stagnancy for years, and you're going to be like, what? Just this one tweak of positive mindset is going to do wonders to everything, to your career, to your love life, to your destiny, to your purpose, to something new you're supposed to be learning. It's just really great. great, great stuff, okay? So open up to be a student to life, all right? I hope this helps you guys. Or rather, a student to happiness. I'll see you guys at the next one. Peace out.